The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise this end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Everything within you is truly minute. I'd like you to bless him. Just bless him from the depth of your heart. Magnify him. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all adoration. He's worthy of all thanksgiving. And I'd like us to bless him. Bless his name. Shakate roko fende roko tish tabahai. Zende kete le roko pahatish. Stay grande roko. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your hands, everyone, wherever you are standing. And I'd like you to pray for the second greatest miracle after salvation, which is enlightenment of heart. That Father, tonight, you will flood my heart with your light. Listen. This one is beyond praying that the enemy of father's house or mother's house should die. If you don't understand the simple prayer you want to pray now, there are a lot of things you will never touch. And that's why one of the height of Pauline prayers is that your eyes of understanding will be enlightened. Are you following what I'm saying here? So I'd like you to pray this prayer. Understand that that prayer in itself is a warfare prayer, because there's a struggle against darkness that blinds the heart of understanding of people. So I'd like you to lift your voice loud and roar. Tonight, let your light pass through my heart and cause an enlightenment. Enlightenment, dear Lord. Enlightenment. Cause my heart of understanding to be enlightened. Cause my heart of understanding to be enlightened. That you will help us tonight to see what your counsel is. That we will behold wondrous things out of your law. Ancient of Days, you will help your church and help your people. In the name of Jesus, please pray. Please pray that prayer. Pray it. Pray it like everything depends on it. Pray that prayer with everything you have within you. Please pray. Please pray. That my eyes of understanding is enlightened. That my eyes of understanding is enlightened. That my eyes of understanding is enlightened. That tonight I refuse to see in vague forms. I see with clarity. I see with understanding of your counsel and precept. That the works of the devil over my life will be scattered and dislodged. And I will enter into what your plan is by a revelation that will happen tonight. And I will enter into victory, which ought to be our covenant inheritance. That the works of the devil will be uncovered. That I may see, dear Lord, that I may see. that I may see. That I may see. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. To see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 I want to see you. Father, we give you praise and we bless your holy name tonight. Let our eyes see, Lord. And like blind Bartholomew, we also cry that we may see. That we may see. That we will see what is being spoken. And you will help us. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand. Please be seated, everybody. Please be seated. Let me celebrate Streams of Life, please. I mean, you should do that so well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who is excited to be in church again? Are you sure you are? Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. On Sunday, I told you that I'm going to teach on living a victorious Christian life. And while I was in the place of prayer, considering the things that the Lord has been revealing to my heart, we are going to have a bit of change in what used to be our usual structure. Because every year I like to take on the subject of relationship and marriage in February. But I saw the need to extend this conversation beyond tonight. Is that okay now? The real things that changes people is not just information. Information alone doesn't change people. For instance, please hold on. If you write, hear what I'm saying. Hold on. Stop writing. Hold on. Look at me, everybody. Look at me. What did I say? Information alone doesn't change. Can I hear you say it? Say it loud and clear. One more time. All right. Information alone doesn't change people. All right? For instance, a medical doctor who smokes knows that smokers are liable to die young. True or not true? Is that true? Assist people who are having issues with their lungs as a result of smoking. He has the information firsthand. But has he changed him? No. It is the information you allow to instruct you that changes you. Please don't write yet. So I've seen that even in leading people. And let me tell you the reason why I'm telling you this. I sincerely will prefer to come and announce that there is nothing called Sphere of Light Church again. Everybody go home. If this gospel doesn't work, I'm a very sincere person and God knows my heart. If what I'm teaching you, I cannot find the practicality of it to work, there is no point scamming people, gathering them here and there out. So if you have a heart like this, it has led me in the place of prayer, having pastored people, led people for years, and still see the lives bear fruit that are consistent with the absence of spiritual leadership. See people who still make mistakes. Let me use the word mistakes now. And have certain level of misbehavior that are not consistent with the truth, the transformative power of the level of truth at their disposal. So for a minister of God, that can be somewhat discouraging. You can look at the frustration of Jesus. When in Acts 1, Peter was still asking him, that will you at this time restore the kingdom back to Israel? My God. After 3.5 years, after death and resurrection, he still thought Jesus came to die for a cultural bias. He would have imagined the frustration of Jesus in John 21. When Peter packed all the disciples, at least the ones left, Judas had died. Imagine having 12 guys. And at the end of the day, one betrayed you, is gone dead. The one who is the eldest, who speaks the most, carried 8 of them and took them back to fishing. And Jesus had to come down from heaven again and help them. So I've had to look in amazement with several questions in my heart. And I've come to tell you, church, it is not the teachings that I'm giving you that can change your life. Sincerely, they are not powerful enough to transform you. What will change your life is the ones you allow to instruct you. It doesn't matter the level of revelation that comes out of here. If you refuse to be instructed, nothing will change. Hence, we can have somebody leave church, all right, and go home and tear the clothes of his neighbor. And you wonder, is this not the same person we are teaching? You can have wife leave church, go home and insult and bash the husband, and husband beat the wife. In fact, I've seen people leave church and they are living couple's life. And you wonder, how is it that this kind of weakness is surviving an atmosphere like this? It is because just very few Christians allow themselves to be instructed. I want a long-lasting change and transformation in your life, and that's why I'm telling you this. If these things cannot instruct you, forget about growing overnight. What you will have is a big head and a wimp spirit. You have a head full of knowledge and a lifestyle that does not show it. Are you following what I'm saying? So the essence of this is not just the jotting. And that's why when I find few ones amongst you, Mike, very few, who goes back to listen to what I've been teaching again, they always come out with amazement. Because they are the ones who are buried enough to go back and sit. Coming to church this evening, my heart was bleeding for people who are at the beauty post there, people who are walking around, and I was asking their leaders, what are the structures in place that this one still be fed? Because a believer can be so busy and yet guilty in the midst of it. The nourishment that is going around church is not reaching them. And yet they are working for God. So it is not about we just coming. I've shown you this scripture again and again, Ezekiel 33, verse 31. Because that scripture best explains the reality of church setting, particularly in the 21st century. He said, they come to you, to thee as the people cometh. And they sit before thee as my people. They hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart. Huh? What happens to their heart? Goeth after their covetousness. Are you following what I'm saying here? Look at this scripture in Message translation. Ezekiel 33 verse 31, Message translation. It said, they show up as the people tend to do. They sit in your company. They listen to you speak, but they don't do a thing you say. They flatter you with compliments, but all they care about is making money and getting ahead. You know, I said something on Sunday. And before I start teaching, I sense a need for us to rise and pray for the body of Christ. I'm going to give you all a warning. And then I tell you to rise and then we'll pray for the body of Christ. All right? Are you following what I'm saying? I perceive God will not want me to say. Yes. God will help us. And I hear a big amen. If you will listen attentively to what I have to teach you tonight, you will come out. If you can understand these things, you come out. The issue we have is that many believers want to be victorious in matters of destiny while they are failing in practical Christian life, in practical Christian living. And the focus of this teaching is to help you to know how to be what? Victorious. So I'm going to outline a few things. Just before then, let me just show you a couple of scripture, all right? So that we can be able to move on. Is that clear now? Can I show you a couple of scripture? Are you sure? All right, I'm going to show you a couple of scripture. Then we will move on into the things that we want to discuss. 1 Peter chapter number 5 verse 8. 1 Peter chapter number 5 verse 8. 1 Peter chapter number 5 verse 8. We're going to read King James, and I read a couple of other translations for you to see. It said, be sober but vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now New Living Translation says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a lion looking for someone to devour. So I'm going to read just two more translations, Message translation and then the Passion translation. Please pay attention. All right. Say, keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce. He would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Let me read again. Keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce. He would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Now, the Passion Translation says, be well balanced and always alert, because your enemy, the devil, roams around incessantly like a roaring lion looking for its prey to devour. Now, let me say this, and I'm going to say it apostolically to the body of Christ. One of the major reasons why you need to understand this subject is that it will amaze you that despite the fact that we have many believers and many churches, there are very few people that God is counting on for the next generation. Let me say it again. Despite the fact that we have many believers and many churches, there are very few people that God is counting on for the next generation. There is a version of Christianity that is being churned up in centers of convenience where believers don't even know there is such a thing as spiritual growth. Talk less of spiritual warfare. Where what people go to sit down and get in church are the same things you can get in a business school. When Christians are mass produced like this, number one, there will be no genuine salvation. We will have a bunch of unconverted converts. It will amaze you at the number of people who know they are going to church every Sunday, every service time, only to sleep again. The same thing they listen to, they can get it in textbooks. And I said to you on Sunday that one of my greatest fears is that we may have the tendency of producing more managers than pastors. Are you following what I'm saying here? So the devil understands that there are very few people in the system of God whose heart is aligned, that God can count on, like he said concerning Abraham, that I know Abraham, my friend, he will command his household after me. If God can look at the whole Israel and search for a David, why do you think his attention will not come on you? And that's what the devil knows. So he wants you to lose consciousness of the fact that someone like you can never be important. Let me tell you these things. Two things are very dangerous in the life of a believer. One is superiority complex. Rating yourself above what you really are. Pride. The second one is inferiority complex. Limiting what God has done in his fullness about your life and counting them as nothing. The both of them take you out of God's will. Inferiority complex may make you look like you are humble, but your pride will manifest when the hand lifts you up. Are you following what I'm saying here? So when you look at, and I'm saying what I'm saying now prophetically, that there are many young people that those that they are even envying are those that God has moved on from. Let me say it again. There are many young people that those they are envying are those that God has moved on from. And that same God is counting on them now. But the devil will never let them believe that there can be anything about their lives. Be well balanced and stay alert, because your enemy, said my enemy, say loud and clear, my enemy, say it again, my enemy, the devil, who is your enemy? Who is your enemy? Say it loud and clear. Who is your enemy? The devil. Roams around incessantly. Non-stop. Doesn't get tired. Roaring. Roams about incessantly like a roaring lion. Looking for its prey. I mean, when the sons of God came to present themselves before God in Job 1, and scripture says, then cometh the devil amongst them. And God asked him, whence cometh thou? And he said, from moving to and fro over the face of the earth. And you understand from this scripture that the moving to and fro is not just scanning people. No, no, no. It is so he can devour them. John chapter number 10, verse 10. John chapter number 10, verse 10. Quickly. John chapter number 10, verse 10. Are you following what I'm teaching? Are you following me? John 10, 10. Are they there? Very popular scripture. Look at it. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Let's look at it again. 1, 2, 3, go. The thief cometh not, but for to what? Steal, to kill, to destroy. So we have an arch enemy. The enemy of your soul. The enemy of your destiny. And scripture says that anywhere he is there to steal, is there to kill, and is there to destroy. Let me show you one more scripture for the sake of, let me show you two more. All right, 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. 2 Corinthians 10. Let's start reading from verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10. I need the fellow there to be very, very fast on verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Say, there's a warfare. For though we walk in the flesh,
we do not war after the flesh. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Ephesians chapter number 6, start reading from verse 10. Ephesians chapter number 6, start the reading from verse 10. Ephesians 6 from verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yes. Put on the whole armor of God. So when scripture says in 2 Corinthians 10:4 that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, don't forget the weapons were not listed, right? Now we are seeing the listing. That ye may be able to stand. It means whatever it is you have to stand against is something that will be pushing against you. That ye may be able to do what? Stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Meaning that the moment someone who is flesh and blood takes the seat of an enemy and begins to frustrate your life, make you feel like God has not created you, God is saying there's an arch enemy behind that fellow. Are you following what I'm saying here? You notice, I mean, someone says that the enemy I have is one witch from my father's house and one wizard from my mother's house. No. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Those ones are just little microchip demons. Let me use the word demons. Messengers. As compared to the real enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the kingdom of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand. First is to stand. Now is to withstand. That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. So I'm going to break. There are 7 basic things that you need to know to live this victorious life. 7 very important things. All right? I don't know how long it will take us to be able to teach the entire 7 things. So what I'm going to do first is to list the 7. Alright? And God helping me, I'll be able to touch more than 1 tonight. And subsequent services, we go further. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? To live a victorious Christian life, you must understand the following. Number 1. 7 things I want to list out. You must understand the finished works of Christ on the cross. And what he has perfected in his resurrection. The finished works of Christ and what he has perfected in his resurrection. Number 1, you need to know that. Number 2, you need to know the real enemy. You need to know your enemy. Don't just know your ally, know your enemy. Let me come again. You need to know and have understanding of the finished works of Christ on the cross. Number 2, you need to know your real enemy. Number 3, you need to know the strategy of your enemy. Number 3, you need to know the strategy of the enemy. Number 4, you need to know how to appropriate the already given victory in Christ. You need to know how to appropriate. To appropriate means, in Christ, the victory has been allocated. But to appropriate it is to make it happen on earth what already is in heaven. To enforce. To establish. Are you following what I'm saying here? Number 5. You need to know the battleground. You need to know where the battleground is. Where the real fight is taking place. Number six, you need to know where is the most strategic place for the devil. Where he needs to fight you. Where he wants to fight you. The Israelites were pitching on one mountain. The Philistines on the other mountain. But Goliath came against them in the valley. So where is the territory of the enemy? Where he likes to fight you and beat you with experience. And number seven, you need to know the most strategic place for you also to win. You need to know the most strategic place for you also to win. Now quickly, let's go into what Christ has done. Let's talk about the finished works. Because the first thing first, a believer who knows the reality of the finished works understand that we are not fighting for victory, we are fighting from victory. However, the fight from victory can still end in defeat. Let me say it again. We are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from, say it after me, we are fighting from victory. I want to hear you say loud and clear. Say, we are fighting from victory. Say it again, we are fighting from victory. Now, the fact that the victory has been established doesn't mean it will be a reality in everybody's life. Are there believers who are still dying in sin? Talk to me now. Talk to me now. Are there believers who are still dying in sickness prematurely? Yes or no? Say it loud and clear. Yes or no? Are there believers defeated in the area of their finance? Are there believers defeated in the areas of their health? Are there believers defeated in the area of consecration? It is from victory, but it does not always end in victory. That's the part the church needs to keep saying. So somebody don't just say that we are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. Glory, it doesn't end there. If it is going to be from victory to victory, then you have to understand the scroll. What is written is written. And your operations must be in the context of what is written. Let me show you a few scriptures. Turn your Bibles, please. The book of Colossians, chapter number 2. Colossians, chapter number 2. Let's start reading from verse 13. Colossians, chapter number 2. Let's start reading from verse 13. Colossians 2. From verse 13. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh at he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was written against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Verse 15 now. And having spoiled principalities. Are you see that? He didn't say, and while he was spoiling principality, having spoiled the finished work and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Are you seeing that now? Look at the book of John, chapter number 19, verse 30. John 19, verse 30. We go to John 19, 30. We'll go to Romans 6, from verse 6. John 19, 30. Look at it. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. He said, it is what? Said, it is finished. Said again, it is finished. Now what is finished? 1 John 3:8. Look at what he said is finished. 1 John chapter number 3 verse 8. Please quickly. 1 John chapter number 3 verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. So when he said it is finished, he said, I've destroyed the works. I've destroyed the works of the devil. John chapter number 17 verse 4. John chapter number 17 verse 4. Quickly. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work that thou givest me. What's the work again? To destroy the works of the devil. I have finished the works that thou givest me to do. I have glorified thee. On the air, said Christ finished. Said again, Christ finished. Now I'm going to tell you the reason why you need to understand this significantly. He finished the works. He finished all that God needed him to do. Now look at it. Romans number 6 from verse 6. Romans 6 from verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be what? Destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. Henceforth we should not serve sin. Galatians 5:1. Galatians chapter number 5 verse 1. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So what does this mean now? Please pay attention. I've shown you different scriptures showing two things. All the scriptures I'm showing you are show two things. Number one, Christ finished the legal part of the works. Our responsibility is to make it vital. So there are two parts of these works, the legal and the vital. Legal in the sense that what controls real affair in the spirit realm is a realm of legality. Legality not about laws, but order. Is that okay now? He finished it. Look at what happened in the book of, what's it called now? Luke chapter number 4. Luke 4, give me from verse 8. Luke chapter number 4 from verse 8. Look at what happened. Did Jesus answer and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord. No, start from verse 6, please. Start from verse 6. And the devil said unto him, all this power I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will. Meaning that in the fall of Adam, there was an exchange. True or not true? In the fall of Adam, there was what? Look up. Let me explain. When God made man, Genesis 1 from verse 26. Genesis 1 from verse 26. Please give us that scripture. And God said, come, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and over all the herds, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. When God made man, one of the major things God attributed to man was dominion. One of the major things God attributed to man was what? Dominion. So when the devil said that, I will give you the riches of this world, for it has been delivered. It means as they decide to rebel, they give something in return. And the devil is now saying to God, whoever I wish I can give. Jesus, there is a shortcut. That was, you know, the test of Jesus was not a test on his ability, it was a test on his heart. If what you want is that glory, there's no need to go and die. There's a shortcut to it. Bend it and I will give you. And that's why I kept using the word, if you are the Son of God. When the devil tries to make you prove a point, it's a wrong point. Are you following what I'm saying here? Is he the Son of God? Yes. Why should he prove it? It's baseless. So he said, all the riches of everything has been given to me, whomsoever I want to give it to, them I give. I have it. I can choose to give you. I can choose to withhold it. So in the fall of Adam, there was an exchange. So the devil said, I have this dominion. I have the glory of this world. I have everything. So when Jesus arose from the dead, he didn't just take that alone. He took much more. Revelations 1 verse 18. Revelations 1 verse 18. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death. So when scripture says in Colossians 2 verse 15 that he spoiled principalities, he spoiled powers, and he made a public display of them, he collected more than the dominion back. He also collected the keys of hell and death. Now, these are very vital information you need to know as a believer. Now look up. Let me teach you this. And let me tell you the reason why you need to know this. Scripture says that there are certain weapons you need to have so that you will be able to withstand in the evil days. Not all reports are conclusive for all believers. Let me say it again. If they tell you now that there's a believer who has cancer or something, not all believer has that as a final say. I'm looking for a better word for what I've just said now. Whatever it is, a report is, it is not conclusive for all Christians. Because there are believers who are harmed with certain truth. You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for it. When that day comes, you can't go and start looking for the weapon. It's too late. So you wait so that when the evil day comes, you can withstand it. Now, you need to know this truth. He said, Revelations 1 verse 18, please stay there. Revelations 1 verse 18, please understand this truth. Please go back quickly. Revelations 1:18. I am he. Ah, my God. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the key of what? Hell. And what? Say it loud and clear. Jesus has the key. Come on now. Say it loud and clear. Jesus has the key of hell and death. So when the devil tells you you will die now, tell him it is not within your legal zone. It is not in your place. And you need to understand this. Legally, I am not walking out of this earth until I can say like Jesus, I have finished. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, if the devil has been spoiled, principalities and powers have been spoiled, why is he still fighting? Because he understands that the fact that it is done doesn't mean you care to know. The fact that Jesus has finished all he has finished doesn't mean you are interested in knowing what is legally yours. And if you don't know what is yours, how do you enforce it? If you don't know what Christ has done, how do you make it yours? It is not enough that he has done it, but it is the truth you know that makes you free. Are you following what I'm saying here? Is it true? Is there a provision in Christ that allocates the blessings of the Lord to believers? Is there a location in Christ for that? Talk to me now. Is there a provision in Christ for that? Is there a provision in Christ for health? Talk to me now. Is there a provision for health? Why are we still sick? These principles and these things are not just there like a ball of a gift that say, I give it to you. By your stripes we have been healed. No, yes. That is a package finished. But there are still principles to health. Now, that's where you get it wrong. As a matter of fact, healing is an afterthought. God prefers to give you health. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. And being in healing, no. Miracle is an afterthought. It prefers you blessed. It is bigger than a miracle. When you have the blessing, it's your default state. When you have a miracle, something has gone wrong. They are trying to engineer it back. And the reason why you need to know this, I want to beg all of you in the name that is above all names. It is the one that builds his house on the rock that will withstand any storm. Not the one that just builds. Don't just build a career. Don't just build a family. Don't just build a school. Don't just build an education. Don't just build many things. Build it on the rock. What many people have is a building. But is there a default structure on ground that gives it fortification? Whether you are building well or not, the storm will come to all of us. If something happens now, and somebody looks at you and says, this is a medical report, you hold it. And the medical report is spelling that you may not see December. Is there a system in you that knows what has been provided to jump and pass? Is that when you want to read Bible from get your revelation? You'll be too sick to comprehend. I don't want to call names. One of my daughters is here. Maybe for the sake of stigma or anything. I'm not sure if she still had the report. They had already diagnosed her with a form of carcinoma, cancer. And I looked at her, I'm your pastor. Can we give Jesus 7 days? Give her instructions of things to be doing in those 7 days. Everything involves ingesting in life. On the 7th day, the place was as clear as the skin of a new baby. Because there is a provision in Christ. And listen to me. This one is better. If you know that provision, it is better than looking for who has the anointing to heal you. Because where the truth is known, the anointing is there in Christ. Because many of the folks you are trusting that will have the anointing to heal you, don't even believe you can be fine. So why shouldn't you know the truth for yourself? Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? Know it ahead before the battle starts. Know it ahead. Fortify yourself with the word. Fortify yourself with scriptures.
The devil is fighting your heart with certain thoughts that your life can end in certain areas. Know the truth ahead. And don't just live every day thinking you are cheating the system. You don't have a study life. You don't ingest anything. You are feeding on Nollywood and many junks. When evil day comes, you'll be flat on your face. There are many believers who have said amen to prayers we are praying in church. When bad things happen to them, it looks like God has failed them. They were never who you think they are. They know themselves. Now, all these things you are saying, we don't believe. Let somebody just come and know this truth and come and teach us. They are too lazy to sit down and say, what is mine in Christ? You know what I found out? I told one of my sons, I said, please send me all the materials of Agin you have. There are many believers who are now taking big remas, who have no foundation. I say it again. Many Christians don't have foundation. They are not built on anything. No basics. The ABCs of Christianity is not there. When they grew up, the moment they came to Christ, the first thing they were hearing was the vista of dimensions. They say the dimensions as we see them, but the foundation they should be built on is not there. It looks like the body of Christ is fine until you come and check for the criteria of the basics. 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 The Sunday school life. And that's why my heart beats. Any church that does not have the structure of a school and a family should not abolish Sunday school. It is not a part of modernization to say modern churches don't have Sunday schools. Why don't they have? The church itself, has it become a school? Why abolish the only thing that made you? So we no longer have Christians who know the ABCs, the basics of all these things. Where we teach about salvation, baptism of the Holy Spirit, sanctification, many things like that, righteousness, justification. No. The finished works, no. Dimensions, they know it. The fourth dimension of the spirit world. Oh, just one, so am. Earth, big, full of knowledge. Spirit, weak. Can't stand the storm. When the storm comes, you look for the one with saying dimensions, they are nowhere to be found. Are there Christians now who can still marry a large? I think I was asking you yesterday that there are people in church that if they wait long enough, if a Muslim comes, they will marry. And they are seated here. You don't believe me? Wait till life shows you. I'm telling you, they come, they sit, and they will marry an allergy. We don't know the problem we are churning out in the body of Christ until we can go back to the principles that makes men. The days where people will be sat down with and taught these basics, this is it. An average believer now feels he has outgrown many things. And scripture says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? People built on nothing. They cannot even lead people to Christ, but they are pastors now. What is the basic way to lead a believer to Christ? What is the gospel? What is the message of the gospel? Is it if you are wearing trousers that you go to hell? No. They heard somebody say it, now they are saying it too. What is the gospel? What is sanctification? What is justification? What is new birth? If you cannot answer this as this is this, your foundation is faulty. If right now as I'm talking, you are looking for a story you will cook when it comes to new birth or cause, no. That's gibberish. If you are taught, you should know it. When you go to supermarket to where they sell books, you look for books on power. Books on operations of the spirit. Dimensions. You see the ABCs of Christianity and say, what do I need this for? These are for babes. And when the devil comes in those areas, you are found wanting. Weak as a child. If you don't understand the burden behind the way I'm teaching you, I came out from an establishment where pastors will sit down with people and disciple them. Can instruct them. I've said this and I said it this morning. That many of you, it is social media that is instructing you. There are pastors in churches that know that they cannot even dare instruct somebody. Because the fellow gives big offering. They know the day they instruct the fellow, that's the last time they will see him. What are we now managing? Are those congregations or of the devil? Somebody can be coming to church and yet messing up with different women. I say he has a special seat. He's giving big tithes. My God. My God. And I trust that God is raising people quietly who, when all the noise is gone, will arise in defense of the faith. Because this noise will soon go down. And that's when we'll know men who are taking time to eat. The journey is far. You can't tell me it has started. It's very far. I know I tell Christians, I don't even know if people, you know, I mean, my God. An average person who has started preaching now, go and check and tell the fellow, flip out the books that made you, apostles and prophets, the dimensions of the prophetic, the dimensions of that. Are you seeing the reason why somebody can wake up now and say, God is showing to me that the heavens and the earth are turned upside down, this one, and they will believe it and stand by it. They've been exposed to the spirit realm without the guiding principles, the word. Been exposed to it. Look at the young man that was brought here. He was actually having manifestations of epilepsy. I prayed for him. I have never prayed for anybody with epilepsy and they were not healed. Never. And I'm not joking with you. I know God answers my prayers. This guy wasn't fine. I went to minister on their campus, tell them, stretch their hands, the corporate prayer of the church. He still wasn't fine. I said, what is this? And as I've always learned, the question is not to me. No. Now that is not the capacity of God. So let this guy go. I'll find out what the issue is. When he got home, still manifesting and spitting, he told his friends, he said, actually, I can't be fine. He said, what I'm experiencing now is a dimension of priesthood. This was a fellowship leader on campus. Can you imagine what the faith of those young ones under them would have gotten? So it's a dimension. People exposed to fasting, wild, but no basis of the word. And everybody's fasting now for competition. How many have you done? I've done 40 days dry. And they fast and enter into different demonic operations. They fast, they are still arrogant. They pray, they are still stubborn, angry, unforgiving, bitter. Where is the principle that makes men? So now when you are a pastor who is a discipler, it looks like you are wicked. Let me say this to you. There is no discipleship that is easy. You can't maintain being made and your pride. Jesus was telling Peter, I said, when you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming where you will be old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you don't want to go. There used to be days of principles of studying the Bible. We are fasting now and praying, right? We started with reading the entire books of Acts. How many people read it? And that's why I said, it is not the information that will change you, it's the instruction. A man who can't instruct you can't bless you. What we call spiritual fathering, and by the grace of God, let me announce this ahead. I have seen a lot of confusion, a lot of problem around the subject of spiritual fathering. I have decided to take 2 weeks out to teach on the principles of fathering in the body of Christ. Not from an emotional perspective, for the sake of next generation. Balance. A father is not a boxer, you change. There's a need for help. Many of you under the sound of my voice right now, you know you need to go back to the basics. When you came to church, they accepted you on the basis of your height and your stature, like Eliab. But the real foundations are not there. The basis, they are not there. You don't even understand the principles, knowing what you have in Christ. Are there things that are finished? Yes. How then do we have believers that demons are still feeding at night and having sex with at night, oppressing at night, pressing them at night? Why? They do not know the authority they have in Christ. Simple. They do not know the authority they have in Christ. They do not know that they've been lifted above, far above all principalities. And they chicken out like wimps. And the devil comes, and after a believer has finished 30 days fasting and prayer, the following night, the fellow is having sex in the dream. Is that not mockery? Is he not trying to mock your faith? Because you don't know who you are. Because you don't know what you have in Christ. Because you don't know the reality already established in Christ. What does scripture say about your finance? Is there a provision for grace, for help in that area? Yes, there are. But has Christ finished? What does scripture say about your growth? Is there provision for help? Yes, there are. What about operating in the Holy Ghost? On Sunday, I was teaching and I showed you examples. Called believers out. Born again, spirit filled. Never ministered the Holy Ghost to anyone before. I was going to pray for somebody. When was that? Was it on Saturday? And we're talking and she was explaining some things she was going through. And I knew this was an activity of a devil. A demon was responsible for that. So I called the lady and I said, come see me. Called my pastors. Said, come. Go and cast out that devil. So I said, come. You come. Rush. So I said, let me show you that there's a devil there. So I touched the person. She screamed and fell. Yeah. So that devil just reacted to something. So cast out the devil. So I asked them, how do you know the devil is gone? Is it when the fellow does? Because when the devil knows you don't know the truth, he's going to give you drama. He's going to tell you, I will go. And sleep. So how do you know when the devil is gone? There's a need. I want to beg you in the name of God. Never be lifted with pride. Never allow people hold you by the hand and teach you. Let me tell you, a believer nobody can help. That's a believer who has stubbornness. Stubbornness is a seal on perdition. When you are stubborn, it does not matter what anybody wants to give you as a supply. You have reasons to justify your ways. These are guys that are already doing stuff. I came back. I said, this is how you know a devil is gone. The same way you have hospitals and you have teaching hospitals. A functional church should be like a teaching hospital. When I started ministering, I got many calls and many instructions. You can pray for people, you can preach, but don't cast out devils. I said, what? All authority and all power has been given to us. We will trample upon snakes and scorpions, and they shall do us no harm. They cannot. Where did you get your own faith from that when you cast out devils, they will now come and enter your wife? The belief system that accommodated that is not because of the secret sins. Am I not saying the truth? Is that not the reason why you think they'll come back and haunt you? And the devil is exploiting that to bring condemnation in your heart. And giving you the impression that you have no authority over him. But anyway, the righteousness we have is not of works, but the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It doesn't get better. It doesn't get lower. It's a constant state of righteousness. And any new believer has authority over devils. You can cast them out. You can look at somebody who is sick and know that this is the spirit of infirmity and cast out the spirit. That's the spirit responsible for the sickness. And the fellow gets old. A young man was brought to me who had epilepsy. I wanted to pray for him. And the Lord said, don't pray for him. Clean the left part of his head. And I held the head and I cleaned the left part of the head. And he fell down and foamed and the spirit came out. And tell you stories upon stories upon stories upon stories.
healings, deliverances, and different things. Some people's lives are controlled by demonic activities. They are doing things that are not convenient for their own body. There's a need for believers who understand the authority they have in Christ to cast them out. I shared the story with you years ago. Called us that a girl was under demonic manifestation. Went to our hostel. Over 10 pastors there from different churches. Pour anointing oil on. Let me say this please. Anointing oil doesn't cast out devils. It is at the mention of the name of Jesus that every knee bows. Pure water, boom, does not cast out devils. Handkerchief does not cast out devil. If any of those things works, it is because the glory of God had rested on it. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said, you didn't hear me. Someone is manifesting under an influence. You are looking, where is the anointing oil? Where is the anointing oil they gave me? Somewhere I went to pray. Are you not better than what is in the bottle? You are traveling on a journey. You are looking for one handkerchief they prayed for somewhere. Are you not better than an handkerchief? If that same thing can rest on a bottle, on an handkerchief, why can't it rest on you? The truth is, the gospel we are preaching is giving people an impression that all the power is with the pastors. But before the kingdom can be established, we should not just have a governing church, we need to have an equipping church. A church that let all believers know that you also can do it. And that's the church we need now. The equipping church. The church that equips them with the truth. Give them the platform to do it. But just like many folks, when you give them the platform, you must understand that for you to function under Moses, God must take the spirit upon Moses and share it on your head. You don't come out and start boasting. There are believers you really need to quarantine from public offices because it will mess them up. They have no foundation. But it does not change the fact that we need an equipping church. When I stand in front of you and I say there are so and so a number of people here, this is what is happening. Number one, there's an anointing responsible for that. But number two, the accuracy and the speed with which he walks does not mean I'm special. It is a sign that it has been given to consistent use. And there are many of you who never enter into those realities until you get out of your seat. Get out of your dust and believe that the hand of God is upon your life. Not for you to go out and start boasting and get launched and function away from the zones of authority. No. But that the kingdom of God will be established through your life. Every believer has an authority in Christ to cast out devils, to destroy their works anywhere you see them. For this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil anywhere you see his works. But you feed yourself rather on news. A pastor went to a shrine, was trying to dislodge from powers of darkness. They made him deaf and dumb. So when you go to a place and used to you avoid it, what kind of a chicken believer have we produced? I was ministering somewhere years ago. And as I called altar call to bring out their charms, rain began to fall only where I was standing. Only on the altar. And the guy who went with me was my roommate who plays the keyboard. Ran home. And said, you are the one who is called to do this kind of thing. I said, what kind of? In that rain, we burnt it. Burnt everything. I shared the story with you of a girl I was praying with years ago. The father told her why she was coming to the city. Your mother is in that city, but you must never see her. She's a bad woman. And a girl, out of curiosity, she's never seen her mom since she was a child. Got the address, went to where she was. She saw a very big house. I'm not telling you a movie. I'm telling you real life. different people in the house. Boys serving the woman. She was like a king. And she noticed no one was talking to her. The woman had instructed nobody dares open their mouth and talk to her. She was into shady deals. And one of the guys picked interest in the girl and introduced himself. I'm so and so and so. What's your name? The mother met them while they were talking. Brought out a gun and blew the guy's head off right there in her presence. She got traumatized. And the woman began to threaten her. If this ever gets out, I will kill you myself. I give birth to you, I will kill you. The girl ran to come and see me in church. In my presence, the mother called her. She was shaking. Said she's the one calling. I said, pick it, put it on speaker. I'm telling you something, and if Jesus comes now, I will never have any I don't owe you anything to add exaggerate what I'm saying. Put this thing on speaker. Let me hear what she has to say. The first question she asked her, what are you doing with Femi? The guest. He said, Moriye, I can see you. You are on so and so and so color. I stood up. Look around upstairs. Where? But do you chicken out in battles like that? That's when we know the difference between boys and men. We are not of them that turns our back in the days of adversity. I said, what is this? I advised the girl, go and throw away your sin. She bought new sin. The first call that came was the mother. It was, oh, they suffer me. My God. We began to pray what dangerous warfare prayers. Every monitor, you don't know, you are the one who sat down and said there's nothing like monitoring eyes. They don't know, no, nothing like that. No? One thing I know for sure, whether there is monitoring eyes or monitoring nose, more real is our victory in Christ Jesus. I say again, more real is our victory in Christ Jesus. The girl had a dream and saw the woman gave her a cloth. A scarf. She woke up physically and met the scarf beside her. What is this? Level of manipulation. When scripture says there are powers, believe it. It is not just enough you talk about this victory we have in Christ Jesus. There's also a level to ascend. There are provisions for ascension. The girl came and poured kerosene on that scarf. Burnt it. How will somebody give you a scarf on the dream from the dream and you meet it beside you physically? Burnt the scarf, went back inside and met it on the bed. She brought the scarf plus the one she had burnt inside two different nylon and say, Pastor, Edakon, look, the same thing. No, you've not seen things. And I'm not showing you these things so you can be afraid and feel, oh, what a Superman. I'm telling you, even the least of you can get these things done. All you have to do is to do it in the name of Jesus. There's an authority above all authority. The devil may masquerade and do like a wounded lion, but we know there is only one lion, and it's the lion of the tribe of Judah. You need to know what the authorities are. If not, you can't even dislodge the devil in your life, talk less of a family or a territory. You need to understand, the devil can be checked out of places. That's why you can't just live casually. Each time we are praying in the Holy Ghost, we're actually building spiritual capacity. You're building capacity. But ye beloved, build up your most holy faith. Praying, 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 praying in the Holy Ghost. And the kaba kaba, taka taka, hi, hi, hi. Astevala kinde preti kovaya, ayanamata eka adish. Lende kaida abakwa, aida ha ha, eshi kaba ya adish, enemetia, hi, 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 hi. Amen. Several occasions I've been brought face to face with people. Now when you look at them, you know this is death. this fellow is going to die. Except there's someone who understands the ways of the Spirit and the authority in Christ. This fellow is just going to die. I shared the story of the house, the village I went to preach. Share that story. The village I went to preach. And that's why, you see, many of the things we are doing now is so I can go back to be to functioning as an apostolic pastor. I'm not the kind of person that sits in one place. I'm a going pastor. Went there to preach. And they said, before you preach, you have to come pray for this person. He's been sick. They mentioned the number of years, well over 12 years. He's been sick. He's been sick. But you can't preach if Jesus can't heal him. Go on. I'm not telling you something that I'm telling you a real life. Go and pray for him. Went to where the man was. Saw him. Entered the hut. No window. He's been abandoned and left to die. You could tell that death was just beside him, waiting to pounce on his soul. There was no sign of life. The way he was beating, you could almost see the heart beating from that rib cage. Dry. The skin frail. Nothing. Standing a wrapper. No underwear. Everywhere smelling. The stench there was the smell of death. And I looked at that man and I wanted to hold my breath. I was trained medically and I know what TB is. I know this tuberculosis. Each time he wants to cough, it's like his life was going to fall out. Looked at that man there. And God said to me, you are not even going to go out. Talk less of holding your breath. Lift him up and hug him. And I carried the man from where he was lying down. And I held him. And when I first held him, it was my strength that was holding him up. And somewhere while I was lost in tongues, I could see his feet stand. I knew this man was standing. And as I was praying, his head began to move. Was shaking. Strength had entered. For the first time in over 12 years, I didn't come out of that room alone. We came out together. And the whole village erupted with joy and gladness. One miracle like this is more than 10,000 hours of sermon. If you know Jesus is powerful, show us what he can do by doing it again. Know what he did. If he did it before and it is true, can we see it done again? We need to be equipped with the knowledge of what we have in Christ. That the smallest, the weakest amongst us is as strong as David. Not the mighty man of David, David. And the reason why many of you are going down, 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 down is because the fire is not spreading. And the devil is getting you down in the place of idleness. And I have people pray in the Holy Ghost and ask for fresh empowerment. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep building over me till I look more like you. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep building over me till I look more like you. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep building over me till I look more like you. Shalakai Hade Kredish Estebahai Katete Emblete Kuvumbi Hishte Verikesh. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please be seated. I want all eyes closed. While we are praying, the Lord was showing to me that there are five people who used to operate in dangerous level of power before,
But some things happened. For one of you, it was a belief system. There was something you believed wrongly, and it was like you were ejected from that operation because you believed something that counters the grace. The five, if there's any one of them online, as I speak, I stretch my hands towards all of you, and I ask that the dimension you once used to have, that now is lost, even now as I speak, let the fire fall again upon the five, wherever they are seated. One, two, three, four, five. Holy Ghost, the five of them now, now, now. Let there be a sitting and let that unction vibrate throughout the entire being. And let there be a restoration of what once was and now is going to be. Lift your hands where you are seated. Something is going to rest on those five. Something is going to rest. It's going to be a revisitation. It is God coming back again and starting something fresh. Aida kabos tuvahai. Zende kepukubaya ha de isto. Ovilas! Elekabande kibe iyo vilai gadia haba. As akombe ishe vilai. Aha. Zende kebro vi iste vele binos shahakai. Len ego uvi ishe giba. Blabahai. Kante kotish. Zanda krahade shedibai. Kende kopahai zahadish. Bembe kubra. Help them, help them, help them, help them. Zende kubra pakai takebeletish. Baha, bahuku, suku, eikumbinikus, wahubas, shaka, ubandubu mbukubas, bimbu bukubaha, yakuba, wahubas, sakai, bring them out, wambo sukata hai, bring them out, help them, pastors, help them, zende kebla izubakai, Wambate shegede bakai. Bring them out. Stekle fetish to pamba hai. Zende kebrovish to kobahai. Zambaka bahai tapunko petish. Brebene konfilatai tafatish. Brembe ketos shigabaya. Ai waha! Wabunde ikate kotsiba. Rembeku Vilas. Watash Tafala Tekis Tiveledi. Lende Kevende Kevish. Vende Kevedi Shadabai Katish. Landa Kai Tafadish. Take them up. One by one. Each person to one person, yes. Take them up. Brevende Kirush. In greater proportion than what used to be. Take it now! Take it now! Take it now! Take it! Take it! Power of the Holy Ghost. And what used to be. Shabala Kai, that bro vanish. I see a fire oozing out from your soul. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Sabaka Veli Shaka Bahai. Zabanda makwate iga satish. Blende kofahai batosi yibahai. Akambilai gabina asigi. Ezibo hokai. Asteble higambakai. Dafrande kopedish. Ezingombondingambatos tebledikai. Embletu konvini sivina. Amble ikom de kitos to vende kibelahanda kai de vende kotish. Embleding gimbo tengebrovina kash. Tebline kopai. Amban dingon stivila haida kam de listo. E blende kivraham de kubaha. Ah, e yamba hai. Sukamba hai daka. E blende kombrovina hai jaka. Zinemo kombrovika ambondo ko vilas. Wahamba ido bohuva haida hai. E zilombi kom vila kaitas. Stefle de Kevin de Kevish Stefa. Laha, Jahate, Stekeve Hitish. Zindi Kitombo Uva Hai, Dabande Ketish. The Lord is saying to announce that there is much more happening. There is much more happening. There is much more beyond the five. Beyond the five, there is an invigoration taking place. And it is an equipping of the Holy Ghost. Men have been equipped and sent to territories. Kabamboku sivile mekai. Zende kobahaida kapitos. Blende kebrovina kaida bala. For if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, grave be in you, that same spirit will quicken your mortal bodies. Kambelo konte kai taka. Ebrenvilo sukabatai. Lemekas, tebele kombrovis, brevende kovanda karatish, vende kerom batai, takambra vade hai dahaka, elimba hai. I see different things distributed at once. And as I speak now, the manifestations begin to take place. Different things distributed at once, like it's spreading across the place. Ewamakai zevala kombelikai. Zende kombish okash zalamakai de vende kebu shaba wahabando sukai saka platish de kevredish zende kredish shanti venish ende kredish shindi kraha ya ha uzabalakai davanda bravada kai Esteblende Keru, Shada Bahai, Daha Bahai, Zanda Bahai. Rise in your feet, everybody. Where is Ari? Where is Ari? Come. Come. I see you being taken. Please stand. Stand. I see you being taken from behind the phone, into the phone. Meaning that for all those things the Lord has placed in your heart as a passion to document in the body of Christ and to spread out, God is making you an active participant. Actively functioning in those realities. Actively. By the strength of the Lord. Zande krahai dakabeletish. Bring him. Esteblin de kopahai tafili. Hold him, hold him, hold him. Zambakai, Dakrandero, Sikrandero Kai, Azimbakai. Let freshness of what the Lord is doing begin fresh. Help them. Shandakai, Dakande Vende Kebilai, Zanda Bofiila, Tande Kebilos. Hi. Hi, Katesh. Hi. That believers will rise and go to the place of the authority. Cast out devils. Stop the works of darkness. Take new territories. New zones. Unstop deaf ears. Stop the activities of the devil. We are in the days of his power, where the people shall be willing. It is the days of his power. Evelyn de Kai, Tapin de Kredish, Plumte Kita Hai, Dafran de Ketish. Shaka Valakai, the Kredish. I. Zanda Kapete, Teketi Bahai, Tabakatesh, Zendesh. Now hear me. Hear me. Hear me. Hear me, everybody. There's an atmosphere that God used to forge us on campus. And it was an atmosphere of prayer, where the spirit of prayer came upon men, and people will separate themselves and go into hidden places and call upon the name of the Lord and cry. And one beautiful thing about prayer is not just the answer that matters, or how much it brings you into accuracy with God. And I see the Lord stirring up an atmosphere of prayer. An atmosphere of prayer. The lack of it has made the spirit of timidity become the order of the day. An atmosphere of prayer. Akavelitika shata. Vende kevilatai. Now hear me. Look up. The reason why many people are not yet serious with the faith, the reason why many people are not yet serious with God and serious with the things of God, is because they themselves, or let me say, the reason why most of them also doubt when ministers of God talk about encounters and different things, the reason why they doubt it, why they look at what we are doing as scam, is because they themselves have not even seen it before. They've not experienced it. Neither have they encountered it. So it looks like scam. And because you are in this meeting tonight, you're already implicated. Because I'm about to make a decree in the spirit realm. I'm about to announce a season of fresh encounters with the glory of the Lord. And many of you will encounter burdens. Now, while we talk, you will understand the reason and where those things are coming from. Because some of you right now, even as I speak, you are being made partakers of this same cup. Partakers of this same cup. Burdens of the Holy Ghost. Things you just can't explain. Oh, Shahai. I see the Lord bringing you into something really, really strong. See a flow so strong and evident in your direction. Kande kubash. Wandu wuka. Waya ndakai dekuta. Wandakai defe. Please help me so I can minister to people. Lift your hands, everybody, where you are. There is very strong angelic activity in this atmosphere. And you are being drawn into realities of the Spirit. Father, tonight, we lift up all these souls. And I decree tonight, let the atmosphere shift. Let a new cloud descend. And let something new begin. That right now, the veils are torn. And men, beginning from this moment, are exposed to new encounters, new order in the spirit realm. Let it begin now. Lift your hands, everyone. Stand where you are. Wabande kutash. Eblekato sukaba. Wahabates. Eble. Let those that will begin to see, begin to see. Those that will begin to hear, begin to hear. Those that will begin to know, begin to know. Let a new encounter start. Something is moving. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. There are many of you drawn into prophetic encounters. Apostolic boldness. Evangelistic burdens. Compassion of a pastor. Elamaya katash. Bring them out. The hand of God is strong upon men. Sabanda kuamba. Aigakas. Hey kubata shakate.
ay wahatus, wahatas, saban de kupas, wahatas, saka de hukas, wahanda bakontes, wahalus, when the kubas, saraka, eyatus, sakatas, wahada bakai, zande kutas, lahaya konbelekai takotas, wahandu kubande kitas. Hey, join your hands together where you are. Join your hands. Join your hands together. Wahatas, kaulas, lende kubas sakai, aidahai sakates, legembu kuas, ubas sakata hawa haide. Lahamba kutas sahai, rembe kombinas, I can't, asokis, susukub, usukaya. Wambababuas sakai, zande kubas, kairas sokombeliai, zanda kai sakatis, zende kuntis divindi kumbandingos, eblenka. No more wimps, men soaked in the fire of the Holy Ghost, men soaked and invigorated with the anointing of the Spirit. No more wimps. Men exposed to dimensions and dynamics in God. No more wimps. Astablaha enzege plente kostebele eblete kebota kate zemble tekash pampatai stablande kapande aywaha Zende kupanda kai da vahai, esibanda kai teveleti kai, blende kupai, sahai, gai. Now hear me. I hear the Lord say, this is a church of greater works. Greater works. Greater works. And the spirit of greater works. Find expression now. Sabakai tafatish wahabatai shaka wahande ni zuvindi higa lehiga hamba de shegila. Now hear me. Hear me. There was a service I went for where I saw a man operating in the miraculous. I sat there in the crowd, desiring that something like this might even rest on my life. And after that meeting, I got what I was looking for. If there's anyone who is hungry and thirsty for dimensions of the supernatural, miraculous, working of miracles of different kinds. Listen, Peter said to the man at the gate called Beautiful, he says, such as I have, give I thee. And as I speak, such as I have, such as the Lord has placed upon my life, I give you. Take it now! Fresh. 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 Asam Bahai Taketif. Complete Christians. Loaded with the word and filled with the spirit. Complete Christians. Help her. Oziban dakai tefele di shahai. Wahai daha bahai takatish. Until my only gaze is you. Spirit keep brooding over me till I look more like you. One de kai tafenti ketish, ezilo monte kai tapatush, laikata aida bande kitosh, zekila hai tapande ketish.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now let me say this to you. Except for those who are under the anointing, everybody rise to your feet. I want to recommend. Now, between now and Sunday service, everybody, even if you have done it before, go and do it again. Go and read the book, Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I want the media to forward that book to all our platforms. You must understand who you are in Christ so you can be able to operate accordingly. First, for personal victory, then for corporate victory. There are people that accept sons' rights may die in their condition, in their afflictions, in their sicknesses, in their miseries, except sons' rights. You're going to go back and read that book, Believer's Authority. I don't just want to teach you, I want to be able to instruct you. And if you have received me in my office, receive my instructions. When I tell you to do it, and sit with it. And then you will see that there are things that God would have you come into. But first you need to understand how to legislate. Is that very clear now? I decree that what is resting upon your life will not depart in the name of Jesus. Now listen, the purpose of impartation is not so you can go back to idleness, but so that in your own sphere, in the areas that God has placed you, there will be a permission for what He has visited you to operate. Are you following what I'm saying here? And you have to give God permission for that to operate. God will strengthen you in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, by Sunday, I'm going to continue from here. I'm going to continue from here. And I'm going to be showing you knowing the real enemy. Knowing the real enemy. You have to know who the enemy is. The Bible says we should not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. And there are loads of spiritual intelligence in this conversation that if you will open your ears to listen, you can never, ever remain the same. Are you following what I'm saying now? I bless all of you from the depth of my heart.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBE.